Welcome to Powwow Life Podcast from powwows.com, connecting you with Native culture since 1996. Here's your host, Paul Gowder.
Good evening and welcome to Powwow Nation Live. This is the show here at powwows.com where I get to talk with you, get you caught up on all the things going on around Indian country and what's happening in powwows.com. My name is Paul Gowder. Tonight, I want to get right to the topic. I'll save the announcements and other stuff later. I want to help you find more powwows this summer or just find one powwow this summer. It is the most common question I get asked. And so I do this show, Kayan show, every few months just because people ask this question so often. And I know our calendar, we work on it all the time, trying to make it as user-friendly as possible. But listing over 1,000 events every year, it gets complicated to search. And I know it can be overwhelming with how many there are. So let's get right to how you can find powwows near you. But I do want to start with some basic information. Powwows are open to the public. They are a celebration of Native culture with dance, vendors, music, food vendors. You'll see all of those things there. It is a complete cultural immersion into Native culture. And they are open to you. They want you there as spectators. Many of these powwows, some sell tickets, some don't. Some are free. Just come on in. But the vendors, the food vendors, the artists, the crafters, they depend on you being there. So you are welcome. Go find one near you. So let's get right to it. Here is the first thing you can do. If you're looking for a powwow in your state, and you're overwhelmed and can't find one near you, easiest thing, just shoot me an email, paul@powwows.com. Tell me where you are, and I'll find you some powwows near you. Just email me. It's that easy, okay? I'll take care of it. And if you're a powwow and want to get your event on our calendar, we make it as easy as possible. We have a form on the website, but let's get even easier than that. Just send your flyer and all your information to powwowcalendar@powwows.com. And we'll get you put on. That easy. All right? So those are the first two things I want to say. And yeah, make sure you keep this, paul@powwows.com. Anything you want to know, if you live in Florida and not sure where to go, send me an email. I'll let you know where Seminole Tribal Fair is. There's one near Orlando. There's one in Mount Dora. There's a lot of powwows down there, and I'll help you find one close to you. All right? So that's the first thing. Now let's jump over to our powwow calendar that we have on powwows.com. And let's talk about some other ways you can find powwows. All right. So powwows.com/calendar will get you there. Let's even back up even easier. Want powwows sent to you? Let's get rid of that. Want powwows sent to you by email? Just go to this website, powwows.com/powwows near me. That'll get you on our mailing list. Every week, I send out a weekly newsletter, and one of the things in that weekly newsletter is the events coming up for that weekend. So you'll see that. And then twice a month, on the 1st and the 15th-ish, depending on how it falls, because the 1st is on a weekend, tomorrow it will be the email that goes out the 1st of the month. And that in that, we list every single powwow we have for the next 3 months. So all you have to do is sign up for this email, this newsletter, and I will get you powwows in your inbox once a week and twice a month with a bigger listing, okay? And that'll keep you full of all kinds of information. So there's that. You can also, here's another link to that. And hey, if you are new to powwows and you're not sure what to do, if you're a first timer, it's okay. We have an email series here that's free. Just hit this, powwows.com/powwow101, and I'll walk you through the entire process. The do's, the don'ts, the etiquette, what it all means. Just hit that there, that link, and it'll take care of that. All right, let me stop and answer a few questions. Jim Buffalo, first time on your channel. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you being here for the first time. JJ was the first comment tonight. Thank you for being here again. Let's see. Vaney says their grandkids go every year. Awesome, awesome. And powwows in Alberta this Friday. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Go check those out. So here's one of the tips I'll give you. So if you're looking for powwows in your state or province, it's really easy. powwows.com/the name of the state. So, and here, since we're going to go over to the calendar, let's just do this together. Okay. So if I was to go to a website and just type in powwows.com/Alberta. That'll take you right to our page, and we have some of the more popular ones up top, and you just keep scrolling, and look, here are the powwows that we have listed. Now, we don't list every single powwow. We list as many as we can. I know we're missing some, but we list as many as we can. Again, that's why I share those email addresses. Please, if you know of them, send them our way. All right, so that's one way. Another way, just really easy, just put into Google. Google usually does okay by us. Not always. You know, they're changing how they do things, and AI is getting weird and all that. But so if you want to go to powwows in Oregon, I saw somebody just mention that. Look, we're usually the first result. Click on that, and it'll take you right to our page, all about Oregon powwows. I went to an Oregon powwow for the first time last year. I see Lars talking about them up in Oregon. We went to Grand Ron last year for the first time in the state, actually, and loved it. Such a beautiful, beautiful site for a powwow up there. They have an incredible arbor built. I'm hoping we go back this year. We'll see if they want us to come back and live stream. But it was really, really cool. That's a good one if you are up in that area. All right, so let's go back to the homepage of our calendar. And if you come to powwows.com, just click on Find a Powwow, and that will take you right to our homepage for the calendar. Okay, calendar.powwows.com or powwows.com/calendar. So we have a few ways. First, you can just scroll, and here are the ones that are upcoming this week. Okay, and click on any of these. Let's click on this one because they are the sponsor of tonight's show. Thank you so much, Moving Forward Together Powwow, for sponsoring the powwow, the show tonight. Head on over to fallonpowwow.com to find out this is happening this weekend, starting tomorrow in Fallon, Nevada. It's going to be, they've been doing this for several years. They have an arts and crafts festival on the first day and then powwow the second 2 days. They got some really cool specials, the MMIW red dress special, a boot and hat special, and an orange dress special. Go check that out. They got host drums, going to be Black Lodge. So go check this out if you are in the Southwest area. So that's one way. Just browse the front page of our calendar, and here's all the ones that are coming up in the next few days. We also have these tools up here. So you can use this drop down and go to any state and just click it and then hit search, and it'll just search for those powwows in South Dakota. Okay. So that's another way to do it. If you just know the keyword, like if you just know gathering, you're looking for Gathering of Nations, we hit search, and it's going to pull up everything that has gathering in the title. So that's another way you can search for it. Or just clear this out. If you know that, if you're just looking for dates, you can just tell it, hey, I want to see everything between here and here. And it's going to bring all of those up. And you can combine these together. So if you want to do Oklahoma for the month of June, you do this and boom, there are all the powwows happening between those dates in Oklahoma. So the calendar is, I know, can be really overwhelming because there are so many powwows, but I try to make it as easy as possible to search. So I hope that will help. Rocky Mountain Foothill says the Erskine powwow is going to be in Treaty 6. Yeah, all right. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks you for being here. I appreciate you watching. All right, so I do want to, let's take a break just for a second from talking about upcoming powwows. And I do want to give you some announcements of what's going on. First, today is the last day to enter our Spin to Win contest. We're giving away instant prizes, including some hats from GNU, designed by Stephen Paul Judd. And hold on, let me see. We gave away a Pendleton blanket that's already been claimed. We got some patches, some scarves, some rags, some scarves kind of thing. And as well as a ton of powwow stickers. Some of our favorites we got over there. Hundreds of prizes are being claimed. There's still a lot to claim. The contest ends at the end of the month, so you only have a little bit longer to enter. Powwows.com/win. Don't miss your chance to get some cool prizes. Now, and since we're talking about upcoming powwows, I want to give you what the powwows are coming up over the next couple of days. But one more announcement. I do want to thank all of our supporters. We do have several ways you can support us here on powwows.com. I always say our best way you can support us is subscribe to our newsletter, like our comments or like our content, share it, invite people to come and join our page. That is the best way you can support us. You can also join our Patreon, and those are folks that are actually every month they're making a contribution and really helping us move things forward over at powwownation.com. And if you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a business, small business owner, I do some coaching 101 to help people build community, build your email, and get started on social media. So you can come follow me over there at paulgatter.com. Let's see, other announcements. We do have a sale going on our shop right now. So powwows.com/shop. We got some cool merch on sale. But let's get back to powwows and let's talk about some of the ones that are upcoming over the next couple of days. So over in Illinois, Taylorville, Black Horse Veterans Powwow up there in Illinois in the Midwest, or Mid-East. That's Midwest, right? Yeah. So they're going to have their powwow. We also have one in Washington State. Their sixth annual is happening up there in Seattle. So go check that out if you're up in that area. California in Marysville, May 31st through June 1st over at the community college, the Yuba Community College. New Hampshire powwows. We don't have many in that state, but here is one coming up this weekend. Everybody who's been asking for New Hampshire powwows, here is one coming up. It'll be Saturday and Sunday, so go check that out. Over in California, 23rd annual Children of the Many Colors Intertribal Powwow happening in Oxnard, California. Then we're going to head over to Oregon. I think somebody mentioned that there was one this weekend, so the Willamette Valley Powwow, May 31st, up in Lebanon, Oregon. Oh, yeah, I think this is the one you were mentioning earlier. So, yeah, here's all the information on it. We've got, looks like it's sponsored by the Native American Education Program. That's really cool to see them doing that. So if you're in that area, go check that out. Back in Washington, so two in Washington State this weekend, the Franklin Pierce School District Annual Powwow. That's going to happen on Saturday, 1 to 7. Very cool. And Drums Along the Hudson in New York City. They have this every year. That's a cool event. There's it's a Native American and multicultural celebration. So they got hoop dancers, special performances. Yeah, that's a cool thing. So go check that out if you're in the New York City area. And then next weekend, I do want to give a special shout out. Next weekend, the Alabama Coushatta 55th annual powwow happened in Livingston, Texas. Oh, man, I've heard so many good things about this over the years. It's one I've been wanting to get to for a long time. And look at the head staff here. AJ Leading Fox, great dancer. Marty Thurman is the MC. That's going to be really cool. And let's see what else. They got some specials, Women's Southern Classic, Southern Straight Special. Oh, that's going to be great. A grass dance special. So cool. Who's their drum this year? Iron Bow and Ho-Chunk Station. Woo! That is going to be a good powwow. And if you're not able to make it to Texas, which you should if you're in that area, go try to make it, get down there to Texas. But if you're not able, we will be streaming this powwow this year right here live on powwows.com, on our YouTube and our Facebook page. So excited for that. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about powwows. So another, in this whole thing about if you're a first timer, if you're wanting to go to a powwow, if you've been many times, another question I get is often not just where can we find them, but once we go to the powwow, how do we support the powwow? How can we help and make sure that the powwows are successful? All right, well, first thing, yeah, show up. The public's welcome, so show up and participate. Then it's really important, shop at the powwow. Go visit the vendors. If you see something you like, go ahead and purchase it. It's really those artists and vendors depend on you coming and shopping with them. So that's really important. And especially the food vendors, go and try something different. Now there'll probably be some typical festival foods like your hamburgers and your hot dogs and popcorn, that kind of stuff. But there might be some special native food vendors there as well. So you might want to try something different. At Manitowabi, 2 weekends ago, I was up there in Winnipeg. They had a huge amount of food trucks up there. I was really impressed. I went out there and tried different things the whole weekend. I was able to go back. Every time I went back, there was something. And I tried to do a new truck. They had a pizza truck. That was really cool. I really wanted to try the indigenous kitchen truck, but there was always a long line. I just didn't have the time to wait for it because we were up there working. But then I tried one that was like grilled chicken. That was really good. There was another that did like chicken fingers. That was good. I mean, there was tons and tons of food trucks. So go try something different and support those folks too. Many of these powwows will also have raffles and maybe a 50-50 raffle or maybe a raffle for a special item like a Pendleton or something like that. Hey, buy a ticket for those. Those are usually just a couple bucks, but that does help go a long way to supporting the powwow. And if you hear them call for a blanket dance, that is when they're going to put a blanket out in the arena and they're going to take up donations. Might be to support the drum. It might be to support the powwow. It might be to support a family who just needs a little extra help. Maybe their car broke down on the way to the powwow and they're just trying to raise a little funds for them. But that is another chance for you to help support the people at the powwow. So go put a couple bucks on the blanket if you can. All those kind of things really do help. And hey, if you're there and they got t-shirts or hats or something like that, take that back with you and wear it. That is another great way to help support the powwow. Go back and wear the powwow t-shirt. And when people ask you about it, you can say, yeah, I had a really good time up there at Manitowabi. I came home with a shirt, sweatshirt this year, gave it to my wife. She's going to wear it. And hopefully people will ask her about it and we can send people up there to Winnipeg. So that's just a few things I wanted to answer those questions tonight about how to find a powwow, how you can find one near you, and what you can do, you know, to help support the powwow. So let's boil it all down. Simple, simple thing. If you're looking for a powwow near you, just send me an email, paul@powwows.com, and I will help get you to a powwow somewhere close to you. Do that for sure. That's easy. I'll take care of you. And if you are a powwow committee and you want to promote your powwow on powwows.com, powwowcalendar@powwows.com, and we will get your information added as soon as we can. Usually takes a couple days or sometimes a week, depending on our travel schedule and how backlogged we are. But powwowcalendar@powwows.com and paul@powwows.com will get you all that information. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Please, again, share this. Spread the word. Let's get more people happening to powwows. Yes. Let's do it. Let's get more people out to powwows. And if you have questions or just want to know more about it, let me know. Send either post a comment or just shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Dawn, hello. Welcome. And thanks for watching tonight. So that is all I wanted to talk about tonight. But I'll hang out. We're getting a couple of comments. So I'll hang out just for a second. Registration is open for the Alberta Indigenous Games, August 7th through the 16th. Very cool. So if you send me the info for that, and we'll start promoting that as well. So go check that out. Kim Johnson, is Cindy LaCroix here? No, I'm sorry, I don't know Cindy. I didn't see a Cindy in the comments. And so if you aren't able to go to powwows, if you're not able to make it one weekend, another way you can help support, powwows.com/live. And here is our schedule of all the live. I've got to update it now because we've got some new ones on here. But this is our schedule of powwows happening that we will be streaming this year. We're streaming quite a few this year, so don't miss out. We've got some good ones still to come this year. Crow Fair, Prairie Island. We're still waiting to hear. I hope we're going to be able to make it to Cherokee 4th of July. Calgary Stampede, the World Chicken Dance Championship. That's going to be awesome. And then this fall, San Manuel, Saquon, Morongo. I'm going to Saquon for the first time. I can't wait to go try that. We'll be again at Black Hills this year, Hunting Moon, so many. So if you're not able to make it to a powwow, you can still catch them live right here on powwows.com. Again, thank you for watching. Thank you so much for your support and all that you do. Thank you. Bubba says, everyone is welcome. All right, go check it out. The Indigenous Games up there in Alberta, Kansas. All right, good deal. Thanks, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Go spend some time with the family. Get out to a powwow. Or go do something with the family. I hope you get to spend some time with them. This weekend, we're home. We're home for a couple of weeks now. My next trip is I'll be heading to Boise, Idaho for a conference. Never been to Idaho before, so it's another new state for me. Knocked out Oregon and Washington last year. Now I'm knocking out Idaho, and I'll be heading to New Hampshire later this year. So interesting. But yeah, I'm home for a couple of weeks. I think this weekend, we're going to try to tackle some house projects, cleaning up the shipping room where we ship all the powwows.com stickers, and I do some eBaying and stuff. We've got to clean that up and hopefully get some stuff listed online. I still got a bunch of things I haven't put in the powwow shop either. So I got to get those added. So yeah, hopefully do that. There is a local festival going on here in Lexington County. Maybe we'll make it to some of that, and then probably some disc golf too. But yeah, hope you get out and spend some time with your family and friends this weekend. Thank you. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Powwow Life podcast from powwows.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to get notified of our next episode. Find a powwow near you by visiting www.powwows.com/calendar. Support powwows.com by visiting www.powwownation.com.